Welcome to Microsoft Build 2017. If you're a website, app, or bot developer looking to enable a seamless native payment experience for your shoppers, you're in the right session. My name is Jonathan Cutler, and I'm a software developer on the payments team.
My name is Molly Dalton, and I'm a program manager on Microsoft Edge.
And I'm Stan Chain, a program manager on Windows.
Today, we are talking about the new Payment Request API, enabling shoppers and merchants to transact seamlessly. Developers leveraging the API on the web, in apps, and through conversational bots can quickly and easily enable a simple and consistent checkout experience. Before we dive into any solutions, let's first understand the problem from a shopper's perspective. Shoppers today need to navigate various checkout flows, as well as re-enter the same payment and shipping information across various merchant channels. This can be time-consuming and frustrating. This friction is bad. Shoppers who find the products that they want shouldn't encounter friction, and it's something that should be eliminated. You, the developer, also experience friction. You need to build these custom forms and everything that comes with that, performing input validation, formatting style. You, as a developer, need to build your products, and we can figure out the forms. Merchants estimate between 60 and 70% of shopping carts are abandoned, and we can reduce this friction. Here is what the payment experience looks like for your shoppers on the Creator's update of Windows. Shoppers can select their payment instruments and shipping addresses from the Microsoft Cloud and speed through the checkout process, avoiding repetitive data entry. They can also feel confident in this modern and native payment experience that feels just like the rest of the Windows ecosystem. With more than 400 million active Windows 10 users, it has never been a better time to leverage the data our users have on their Microsoft account. This customer-friendly payment app that I just showed you is serviced across multiple channels as well, including Edge if you're a web developer, UWP if you're investing in the modern app platform that runs across products such as HoloLens, Desktop Bridge if you're investing in adding new functionality to your existing Win32 applications, as well as Bot Framework Intelligent Agents that interact with users running across multiple messaging platforms. This includes things like Skype, Microsoft Teams, Facebook Messenger, and more. The Payment Request API that we're introducing today standardizes the checkout process across all of these experiences and allows you as a developer to leverage the same open source W3C APIs for creating and processing payment requests. We've designed this to feel consistent for you as well as your users. Before we dive into the details, let's first discuss the high-level data models and go through some code. In all scenarios, the merchant will begin a transaction by initializing a payment request object that contains the following three components. The first is a supported methods field. This is so the payment app knows how you as a merchant can get paid. The second piece is the payment details, and this is so the payment app knows what you need to be paid. This includes things like shipping, amounts, sales tax, and the total amount. The final piece is the options field, and this is so the payment app knows what information you need from the shopper. This will include things like requesting their shipping address, phone number, or email. Let's dive into some code for this first part, the method data. As you can see, I have a sample here for support with the basic card method, and I've dived in specifically to the Visa and MasterCard networks. Here, you can use this type of method data in Edge to leverage basic card and continue accepting credit card details for traditional payment processing. The onboard experience is definitely a breeze. The second part of the payment request that I showed is the details. Here you can see display items. They're optional, but it's nice to provide a general overview for your shopper. By no means should it contain hundreds of elements that are in the user's shopping cart, but splitting out things like various taxes and shipping amounts is nice. I've gone ahead and made a slight modification to my payment details. As you see here, I've added default shipping options and initialized the payment request with a line item for shipping, so the shopper can see this in their breakdown. If your shipping is dependent on a shopper's location, you can instead populate the shipping dynamically when an update event occurs. In this example, I'm no longer specifying a default shipping option. However, I'm providing a line item and marketing it as pending to show the users in the payment app the totals are not yet final. This last point that I really want to make about the details is that Payment Request API does not do math on behalf of the merchant. You as a merchant are in full control, and you can see in this sample, my line items did not add up to the totals. But the payment app will display this and allow the user to check out. So just remember, you're in full control of your amounts. The final piece of the payment request is the options. This piece is optional, but here's where you would tell the payment app all the information you need from the shopper. We recommend that you only require the things that you absolutely need, because the payment checkout process is a funnel. We want to reduce as much drop-off as possible and get people buying your products. Now that you've seen code for the payment request structure, let's just go give a quick overview of the payment response. When a shopper has made their selections and proceeds to checkout, a response is constructed and passed back to the merchant. This response will contain the name of the method that was used, details of that payment method to be charged, and optionally the shipping address and contact information of the shopper. As a merchant, you will take this information and charge it with your payment processor. Then you will return a status to the payment app to display to the shopper. This will be a success or a failure, so the shopper knows if the transaction went through. As you can see in the code, the payment response structure contains everything you will need. The details object will contain relevant information for the method that was used, and you will know how to parse this based on the method's name. Shipping address, as well as the options, will be populated on a need-by basis, and that's basically if you had populated that you required them. Next, let's dive into a demo with Molly so we can see how this functionality works in Microsoft Edge.
Thank you, Jonathan, for the overview. Let's go ahead and take a look at the payment request API in action. So I'm going to go ahead and navigate to a site that I've been shopping at. I have a pair of shoes already picked out, and I'm ready to check out. So in a traditional checkout experience, when I click checkout, I would be redirected to a checkout form where I'd have to enter in all my personal and payment information. With the payment request API, when I click checkout, a native UI is populated with all of the details needed for me to finish my transaction. So as you can see, it has my credit card information. And if you notice, I have a Visa and a MasterCard on file. The MasterCard itself is not supported by the merchant, which is why I get an unsupported message next to it, and my shipping address. So you may be wondering, where does this information come from? It is associated with my Microsoft account, which is going to be the same account you log in to your Xbox or your PC. And then additionally, we have options and details. So these options and details are going to be populated by the merchant. As Jonathan went over, they're part of the payment request constructor. So these are going to be the shipping options as well as details about the transaction. So I'm going to go ahead and pay. Now I'm going to enter my CVV, which is to ensure that I actually have physical access to this card. And I'm going to enter in my password, which is allowing Microsoft to pass in my payment details to the merchant. And my order is complete. So let's actually take a look at what's happening in the code. So as Jonathan mentioned, these are the payment request constructor, so the method data, the details, and the options. Along with the setup, we're going to create a new payment request object, which we're going to pass in the method data, details, and options, all the information that the merchant needs to complete the transaction. And then additionally with that, in our setup, we have an event listener, which is going to fire when a user changes the shipping options. So a good situation where this is relevant is when I change my shipping from free 5 to 7 day shipping to next day shipping that's going to cost me an additional $20. So as you can imagine, my total is going to change. So this is done, this event listener is done with a promise, and the promise is going to be resolved when the newly updated details are passed in and the UI reflects those changes. And then finally, we have the show method, which is actually going to generate the UI, and that UI is going to actually be the payment request experience. So the show method has a promise, which is resolved when the user either accepts or rejects the payment request. The result of that is going to be the payment response object, which contains all the information that the merchant needs to complete the purchase. At this point, the merchant is going to pass in a success or failure into the complete method, and that's going to signify to the browser whether or not the transaction was a success or a failure. One thing additionally, as a developer, you're going to want to add to your code is a check to make sure that the browser supports the payment request API. If it doesn't, it might be a nice gesture to add a note to users that the browser that they use does not actually support this API. So let's see how hard it is to actually make modifications to the code. So as you can remember, when I went to the site and I was going to use my MasterCard, I wasn't able to because it was unsupported. So I'm actually going to go in the code. And as you can see, out of the supported networks, it's only Visa and Amex. So I'm going to go ahead and add a MasterCard in here. Save it. And then I'm also going to make sure that my buyers get receipts afterwards from their purchase. So it's request payer email, and I'm going to flag it as true. Okay, go ahead and save that and go to the site, refresh the page. And when I click checkout, now I have two credit cards that are available for me to use. And I also have the email field populated with my Microsoft email. And again, I just go ahead and click pay, enter my CVV, and my order is confirmed. So this is a new API. It is currently being supported by Chrome Android as well as Microsoft Edge, and there's more support coming in the future from other browsers. I'm going to pass it on to Stan, and he's going to go over UWP apps with the payment request API.
Thanks so much, Molly. Yep. So we've had a chance to look at the API working in Edge, and I want to take the opportunity to show you the same thing working in UWP. For my sample app, I've chosen to use Microsoft Pay. You might be wondering how I get the merchant ID when I've chosen that Microsoft payment method. So in order to get that, you have to visit the Microsoft Seller Center, where in this case, I've connected my Stripe account to Microsoft, and the Seller Center is able to generate the merchant ID, which I've then copy and pasted it into my code. Now I'm able to accept processor token-based payments. If we scroll down, you can see the payment request. It's being generated right here in code. The main difference here is the addition of merchant info, which is an optional field. This allows you to pass in the URI of your website. If we scroll up a little bit, we can see request payer email, request payer name, and phone number. These look very similar to the Edge demo that Molly showed earlier, and we've made it so that it carries resemblance across the different technologies. Now I'm going to launch into the app itself and show you the checkout experience. This looks very familiar. I've taken the demo site that we've created and put it into a native UWP app. I go ahead and click out checkout. And since I've logged in previously, it brings up my information. I can go ahead and select a payment shipping address and then click on pay. Once I click on next, I can go ahead and make the payment, and once it's successful, it'll let me know, and I've completed the payment. One thing to note here is this app is only meant for physical goods and services, so if you wanted to go with selling something digital, like an in-app subscription, you would still use the in-app payment API, and for more information on that, you can read the app developer agreement and the Windows Store policies. So now we've seen the API working in both Edge and UWP. I wanted to open another channel that allows you to use the API on, and that is the bot framework. So the Microsoft bot framework works across different major platforms. In this case, I've chosen to build my bot in Skype. I've created a sample bot that uses the payment request API. We're selling the same product, which is the sneaker. So I'll go ahead and request the sneaker. As you can see, there is now a buy button on directly within Skype. This allows me to bring up the payment app in the browser. The way we've chosen to do this in the browser is because if I'm continuing this on any other platform, say, for example, a text message conversation with this chatbot, it'll bring the payment application up in the browser, and which allows me to go cross-platform. And as an app developer, this is a great experience to provide customers that might not be on your platform of choice. I'm going to go ahead and click through and finish my payment. As you'll see, once the payment completes, we will see a receipt directly in the chat. So now we've seen the payment request API working across Edge, across UWP, and now bots. We wanted to provide you as many channels as we could to allow you to reach your customers the way you want to. All of this is available in the Creators Update, which is available as of now. And we want you to be able to build the solutions that best represent your interests. So to wrap up, I have a call to action. You can follow these links to look for more information. We've got blog posts and additional videos that you can check out.